Well, we're going to be discussing an article that was actually posted on Sermon Audio on the one of the top news stories, and the title was actually posted by the Victory Baptist Church blog, and it was found on the Founders Ministry website, which is www.founders.org/blog/. And it says that Jerry Falwell's Friday the 13th Declaration of Limited Atonement is heresy. Now, one of the things that I would like to point out in this discussion today is that we're becoming more and more watered down in our theology, and also this whole thing about what is heresy and what isn't needs to be discussed. I think a good starting point would be to just get out the old Webster's Dictionary and look up the definition of what is a heretic or heresy. Because there's a problem here with semantics, I think, when we start discussing these very important doctrines. The theologians just all want to get along with each other. They all want to be just one happy family, and they want to just go along with anything that comes along just because they want to feel good, and they, as much as possible, you know, get along, and they try to give different they try to give different scriptures to back up their position on this matter. And so I guess the question that I have for these theologians is, you know, where do you draw the line? Where in fact do you draw the line? Do you just agree to just disagree on main points of doctrine? Or do you, you know, I've just been amazed. I've just kind of been speechless about this whole mess. Because it seems to me that we're living in a time where we need to be real clear about what constitutes biblical doctrine and what isn't biblical doctrine. Now, Falwell was preaching to 1,828 prospective new students, along with the current students, faculty, and staff. Okay? And he said that we, quote, "We are not into particular love or limited atonement. We are not into particular love or limited atonement. As a matter of fact, we consider it heresy," end of quote. Now, again, you know, that's a very, very strong statement for Falwell to say that he believes that limited atonement is heresy. Now, I'm looking at the definition of heresy, and it says, "an opinion or doctrine contrary to church dogma." And it said, that's what it says. An opinion or doctrine contrary to church dogma. Well, you know, I'm not sure I even like that definition. Okay? The problem is, when you get into talking about heresy and heretics, you really get into a discussion of semantics. You really get into a question of semantics, because another one of the definitions says a descent from a dominant theory, opinion, or practice. Okay, that's considered to be heretical. A descent from a dominant theory, opinion, or practice. Well, the problem with this now is that we know that 90% of the Christian world, and I use that term very broadly, the dominant practice is Arminianism. The dominant practice out there is to tell people that God loves everybody. So the question really should not be, you know, Jerry Falwell's declaration that limited atonement is heresy. Well, that is a correct statement if you go by the dictionary definition in today's vernacular. Because in today's society we're living, it is an opinion or a doctrine contrary to the dominant theory of theology. It's not. That is a correct statement. But what the first part of his statement says is very convicting of Mr. Falwell. He says we are not into particular love or limited atonement. We are not in to particular love or limited atonement. So we can conclude then that he is into universal atonement, that he believes that Jesus Christ, in his substitutionary atonement, made it possible for all men to be saved. Now the article goes on to say that Liberty University has held this, has a right to what they believe in, and that this person particularly writing this article says that they have a right to their beliefs, but I'm very sorry I simply regret that they believe it. Well, the real question here is, because then this particular person goes on to make the statement that Christian brothers on both sides of the aisle are inflammatory and incite. I'll just read this. It says, it is time for this generation of believers to learn how to disagree over substantive issues without falling into the sins of slander and bearing false witness when the Word of God that we love gets trampled underfoot by those who profess to defend it in the very process of their defense. It is more than ironic, it is tragic. Now, the person, I don't know who actually is making this statement for the Victory Baptist Church. I didn't really go in and look that up. But here's what my position is. To make a statement that says that it's time for the generation of believers to learn how to disagree over substantive issues without falling into the sins of slander and bearing false witness when the Word of God that we love gets trampled underfoot by those who profess to defend it in the very process of the defense is more than ironic, it is tragic. That statement is ludicrous. Okay? What we've got here, whoever wrote this statement is basically what they are doing is they are trying to ride the fence. You cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve the Arminian God of free will. You cannot serve the gods of Egypt and at the same time say you serve the sovereign God who is sovereign in salvation. Then it's like mixing oil and water. You can't do it. And I'm here to say that to charge someone with a sin of slander and bearing false witness for pointing out people like Billy Graham and a lot of these other Arminian people, that just like Jerry Falwell here, that says, okay, we're not into particular love or limited atonement. That's a denial of Scripture. That's a denial of the Bible itself. When Jerry Falwell gets up and says, we're not into particular love or limited atonement. We're not into that. Now, we can go in all the different passages that absolutely would hold Jerry Falwell, show that he's totally in error with making statements like that. But I'm just going to refer the people that are listening to a few chapters to look at in their own study. And what I'd like for you to do is read these passages of Scripture, and I want you to think about what Jerry Falwell is telling these 1,800 students plus that are considering coming to his school. And then think about the gentleman here that says it's time for this generation of believers to learn how to disagree over issues without falling into sin of slander and bearing false witness. That's not slander, and it's not bearing false witness when you call an ace and a spade. Paul did it. Paul took Peter to task over the issue of circumcision. Paul had no problem naming names and telling people, look, you are preaching a false doctrine. And that's what I'm saying. Jerry Falwell is teaching a false doctrine. And so, just as Jerry Falwell wants to call those who are standing for biblical doctrine, he's wanting to call them heretics, I'm saying that Jerry Falwell is teaching doctrine that is not in the Bible if he's teaching universal atonement. Okay? And so the first area we're going to look at is the sixth chapter of John. Okay? And beginning with the 37th verse, he says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And them that come to me I will in no wise cast out. Now, I have one question for Jerry Falwell. Did God give every single person in the world, every man, woman, boy, and girl, without exception, did he give all those people to Christ? Now, we know that he did not. But he says here that all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. So this absolutely shows that Mr. Falwell is a liar. And by me calling him a liar, what I'm saying is here, that's not slander. That's not bearing false witness against Mr. Falwell. It's saying the absolute truth. In the verse 44 it says, no man can come unto me except the Father which has sent me draw him. Now let me ask Mr. Falwell another question. Has the Father drawn all men to himself? Absolutely not. So that again would totally negate your setting forth the doctrine of universal atonement. Now, in the 64th verse, it says, but there are some of you that believe not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. Now, we can also look in the 10th chapter of John, and we find that Christ is speaking here of the doctrine of election. And he says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Now, my question to Mr. Falwell is every man, boy, girl, and woman in the United States and in the world, without exception, are they all sheep? Are we all God's children? That's what you're teaching. If that's true, then there are not going to be anybody in hell. Because here, Christ said, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. And he says that my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. Now, my question, Mr. Falwell, did Jesus Christ give unto every person in the whole world, without exception, eternal life? No, he did not. So you can call this, we're not into particular limited atonement, but you know, the point is, the Bible is into that. And when you talk against Christ's words himself, that makes you a liar, and the truth is not in you, Mr. Falwell. And that doesn't mean that I'm slandering you or bearing false witness against you. I'm measuring it right up against Scripture. Okay, now, also, we can see that in the 6th chapter of John, Jesus here said to them, he says, verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Okay? And, but then what did Jesus tell them? What did Jesus tell them? Jesus said, I said unto you, no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. Now my question to Mr. Falwell is, because he's the one that made this statement that limited atonement is a heresy and that we're not into particular love or limited atonement. As a matter of fact, we consider it heresy. That's what he says. Well, here, Christ is saying, verse 64 of John 6, there are some of you that believe not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not. And he said in verse 65, therefore said I knew that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. Now from that time, many of the disciples went back and walked no more with him. I'm telling you that the day will come when the Arminians, those free willers, and those who are preaching biblical doctrine, Christology, preaching the doctrine of Christ, that Christ is preaching here, it's like oil and water, they do not mix. How can two that are going two different directions, one the exaltation of man, and the other one the exaltation of God and salvation, how can they ever be agreed? They can't be agreed. But this gentleman here is saying they should, even though it's substantive issues, they should be able to disagree without falling into sin and slander. It's not sin and slander to stand up against these people that are preaching absolute false doctrine. Give me a break. That's not sin and slander. Okay, now, let's look at another passage. Now, I know that Jerry Falwell absolutely hates, in fact, he probably, if we saw his Bible, I would imagine he's probably just cut this totally out of his Bible. But now let's look at the 9th chapter of Romans. Okay, beginning with the 11th verse, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Okay, now, where is their universal atonement for Esau there? Where is their universal atonement for Esau there? Esau has not done any good or evil yet. He's still in the mother's womb, but God has chosen to hate Esau. He saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. Okay, and he goes on and he says, in the 21st verse, hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? Where is the general or universal atonement there? Are the vessels that he's speaking about here that are created for dishonor, okay, are they God's sheep? Are the vessels that are created for dishonor here, are they loved by God? No, they're hated by God. They're the Esau's. And so when Jerry Falwell says he's not into particular love or particular atonement or what he calls limited atonement, what he's saying is we're not into the Bible. We don't believe the Bible. You know, it's true that many people out there today don't believe the Bible. You know, I mean, if you listen to most of the major evangelists deny the fact that God has created vessels of wrath fitted for destruction. You know, it doesn't matter whether if you're talking about Billy Graham or John Hagee or Jack Van Impe or Robert Schuller or Charles Stanley and now that's not slandering the people like this gentleman here is saying. That's not slandering anybody. That's not bearing false witness against them. It's telling the truth what they believe. I mean, I applaud Jerry Falwell for coming out and saying what he believes, that he's not into particular love or atonement. Tells me where he stands. You know, these other people that try to walk the fence and try to say, well, you know, we need to learn how to agree, even though we're substantially in disagreement with each other, we still need to, you know, we're going to be in the sin of slander and bearing false witness if we say anything against these people. That's ridiculous. That's another way of trying to confuse God's people. We need to be very clear when someone is preaching and teaching false doctrine and doctrine that is absolutely against the Word of God. We need to name those people and say, look, we should not have any. Paul said, let them be anathema. Let them be accursed if they preach any other gospel. That's what Paul said. You know, I mean, I'm getting pretty sick and tired of people trying to just get along. We should not want to get along with people that are preaching lies. We should not want to get along with people that are preaching. You know, Paul says, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth, crucified among you? Okay? And he tells them, he says, you know, if anybody preaches any other doctrine, any other gospel than this, let them be anathema. And then he says again, let them be accursed from you. That's not slandering these people that are preaching the doctrine of circumcision here in Galatians. That's not bearing false witness against them. It's telling them exactly the way it is. And, you know, that's why that you've got... this question, well, what about all these people that, you know, do uphold to the biblical doctrine of unlimited atonement, like, and he mentioned some people here, but some of these people that he mentioned don't hold the doctrine of reprobation. You know, it's very apparent if you listen to their sermons, they don't believe that. But the point is that Dr. Jerry Falwell has been preaching false doctrine for years. And that's why he can have 1,800 prospective students coming to his Liberty University. That's why he is, you know, he is a man of the world. He's, you know, broad is the way that leads to destruction. Many there be that find it. Narrow is the way that leads to life eternal. Few there be that find it. Now, it's true that there are some that try to walk the fence and try to say, well, I think that, you know, I have some really good Arminian friends. They just haven't come to, you know, the light yet. Well, you know what? First of all, what do you mean by a friend? A friend, you mean just a secular, civil friend out in the world? I mean, I've got a lot of friends in the world that don't even believe the gospel. And these Arminians are not believing the gospel. They're denying the gospel. They are taken in. They are believing a lie. They have been given strong delusion that they would believe a lie. Just like Jerry Falwell here. And so, I'm one of those people that say, look, don't accuse me of being slandering people or bearing false witness against anyone. When I pick up a book by Joel Osteen and I read lies. When I pick up a book by Robert Schuller and I read lies. When I pick up a book by Billy Graham and I read absolute lies that are in contradistinction to the Bible, that is not bearing false witness. That is saying these people are teaching false doctrine. And we need to stand up against it. And as it gets worse and worse, as things wax worse and worse, because people, you know, we're living in this society where everybody just wants to be tolerant and just live and let live. That's why we're in such a mess right now. Because people haven't taken a stand against false teachers and against false doctrine. Okay? Why do you think that Paul spent so much emphasis against those who were teaching and getting into back into a works doctrine? Why do you think he spent all the time? He says, I marvel, chapter 1, verse 6, I marvel that you're so soon removed from him that called you in the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you that would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than which we preach unto you, let him be accursed. And as we say before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you, let that ye have received than that ye have received, let him be accursed. And that's just the way I feel and believe. I believe if Paul was down here, he would say the very same thing I'm saying. Let Falwell be accursed from me. Okay, let Robert Schuller be accursed from me. Those that are preaching false doctrine. And I know that's going to probably make a lot of people angry. And they're saying, well, he's slandering, he's bearing... I'm not slandering Jerry Falwell. I'm not bearing false witness against Jerry Falwell or Billy Graham. I'm telling you, they are teaching false doctrine. They're teaching lies. Well, Father, we pray that you would help us stand up against these people who are trying to usher in a world church and get everybody in cahoots and agree with each other, just like this evangelicals and Catholics together and this National Council of Churches for years have been trying to do the same thing. And now we've got Falwell openly admitting that he thinks that anyone who teaches limited atonement is heresy. And he's definitely shown the light on himself that he is a false teacher. And we pray that you would help us to stand against those who try to say that those who speak against false teachers now are falling into the sin of slander and bearing false witness. Father, help us to be clear about these things and help us to remain strong. We know that you said it would be, if it were possible, the very elect would be deceived. Help us stand against these false teachers and continue to proclaim your word in Christ's name. Amen.